Hi, and welcome to Good House 1968. This is Brother White speaking. What I do is read and interpret from the Tanakh, it's the Hebrew Bible. You can also view the show at these following locations: Good House 1968.airtime.pro, Good House 1968.net, Good House 1968.space. blogtalkradio.com/goodhouse1968. The Jesus 0917 location has changed to blogtalkradio.com/goodhouse1968. Also, for some spiritual music and to support the ministries, you can go to goodhouse1968.name and you can purchase tracks, MP3, our tracks, and it will help to support the ministries. Again, that is goodhouse1968.name. Spiritual music is what it is, and through your contribution or purchase, you help support the ministries. All right, let me begin the sermon. Matter of fact, good, I petition you that you open the hearts of the brothers and sisters, and anyone them to give as they willingly feel free to, and enable them to use 100% of their mind's capabilities in order to decipher the scriptures and understand the true meaning of the Word of God. I pray this in the name of your Son, Yeshua. Amen. Exodus chapter 24, verse 12 says, I will give you my Torah and mitzvah on stone tablets for the children of Israel to follow and obey. So here we see good at Exodus 24, verse 12, giving the children of Israel his laws and mitzvahs because he loved them enough to see to it that they knew what to do that was right and what was wrong. At Exodus chapter 32, verse 15 says, Moshe left the mountain with two tablets of testimony. So here we see that Moses did receive those tablets of testimony, or the laws of God written down on them. At Joshua chapter 8, verse 31, it further goes to say, written in the Torah was a law for the children of Israel to build an altar. So this law was for them to keep into communication with the Creator. And today what we use as an altar is praying. So here they use an altar which was made out of gold and copper and bronze to communicate with the Creator. But all they had to actually do was pray. Deuteronomy 29, verse 21 says, for the wicked, he will bring all the plague of the covenant within written in the Torah for those children of Israel. So will he likewise do today. So we see here that good will bring about those plagues by taking away his Holy Spirit, or Ruach HaKodesh, taking away the Holy Spirit, and allowing things to take place that wouldn't normally or ordinarily take place to the person. Remember, good doesn't plague you. He just takes away his spirit from you. And that'll plague you enough by itself. At Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, keep this book of the Torah or Bible on your lips and meditate on it day and night so that you will come to act according to everything written in it. These scriptures alone show the importance of obeying good laws, rules, and regulations concerning the heart and sin within it. So we don't want to have sin within our hearts. And we get rid of this sin within our hearts by actually meditating on God's laws day and night and meditate on the things written in the Tanakh or Torah, or the Bible. All right, that is it for the sermon, and now begin the Bible reading. And it goes to say at Judges chapter 4. But after Ehud had died, the people of Israel again did what was evil from Gud's perspective. So Gud handed them over to Yavin, king of Canaan. He ruled from Hazar, and the commander of his army was Sisera, who lived in Hasharet-shir, Hagoyim. The people of Israel cried out to Gud because he had 900 iron chariots, and for 20 years he cruelly oppressed the people of Israel. Now Devirah, a woman and a prophet, the wife of Libadah, was judging Israel at that time. She used to sit on Devirah's palm between Ramah and Bethel in the hills of Ephraim, and the people of Israel would come to her for judgment. She sent for Barak, the son of Abinoam, from Kadesh in Naphtali, and said to him, Gud has given you this order. Go march to Mount Tabor and take with you 10,000 men from the people of Naphtali and Zebulun. I will call Sisera, the commander of Yavin's army, to encounter you at Kishon River with his chariots and troops, and I will hand him over to you. Barak answered her, if you go with me, I'll go, but if you won't go with me, I won't go. She replied, yes, I will gladly go with you, but the way you are doing it will bring you no glory, because Gud will hand Sisera over to a woman. Then Devirah set out and went with Barak to Kadesh. Barak summoned Zebulun and Naphtali to come to Kadesh. 10,000 men followed him, and Devirah went out with him. Now Heber and the Kenite had cut himself off from the rest of Canaan. The descendants of Hovab, Moshe's father-in-law, he had pitched his tent near the oak of Tazanah, which is close to Kadesh. Sisera was informed that Barak, the son of Abinoam, had gone up to Mount Tabor. So Sisera rallied his chariots, all 900 iron chariots, and all the troops he had with him from Horesheth-ha-Goyim to the Kishon River. Devirah said to Barak, get going. This is the day when Gud will hand Sisera over to you. Gud had gone out ahead of you. So Barak went down from Mount Tabor with 10,000 men following him. And Gud threw Sisera all his chariot and his entire army into a panic before Barak swore, so that Sisera got down from his chariot and fled on foot. But Barak pursued the chariots and the army all the way to Harosheth-ha-Goyim. Sisera's entire army was put to the sword. Not one man was left. However, Sisera ran on foot to the tent of Yael, the wife of Heber, the Kenite, because there was peace between Yavin, the king of Hatshah, and the family of Heber, the Kenite. Yael went out to meet Sisera and said to him, come in, my lord, stay here with me and don't be afraid. So he went into her tent, and she covered him with a blanket. He said to her, please give me a little water to drink. I'm thirsty. She opened a goatskin of milk, gave him some to drink, and covered him up again. He said to her, stand at the entrance of the tent, and if anyone asks you if somebody is here, say no. But when he was deeply asleep, Yael, the wife of Heber, took a tent peg and a hammer in her hand, crept into him quietly, and drove the tent peg into his temple, right through the ground, so that he died without waking up. So here is Barak pursuing Sisera, and Yael steps out to meet him and says, "Come, I will show you the man you are looking for." He goes into her tent, and there Sisera lying dead with the tent peg through his temple. Thus God on that day defeated Dagon, the king of Canaan, and in the presence of the people of Israel, the hand of the people of Israel came down more and more heavily against Yavin, the king of Canaan, until they had completely destroyed Yavin, the king of Canaan. So we see here, good judges the wicked sternly. And this is what he did to the king of Canaan and his soldiers. He handed them over to the Israelites, and it only took 10,000 men to annihilate and destroy every one of them, including Sisera, who fled on foot, which was the leader, the army's commander. So we see the powers of good. And we see the works of good from doing good and righteousness. Now go through the vocabulary. Our first word is hakin, prepared. Our next word is matzah hakin. It means stand by, state of alert. Our next word, akar, ret, other or different. Our next word, hakara'a, leasing higher. Hakalafa'at, exchange, replacement. Hakalaka'at, gliding scheme. Hakalafla'at, generalization, inclusion. Haklama'at, recovery. Haklasha'at, weakening. Haklata, decision, resolution. Hak matsa'at, miss. Hak na'a, submissiveness. Hak nasa'at, income. Hak nasa'at, okim, hospitality. Now we were talking about hak nasa'at, okim, or hospitality. That's what we should have in this life, in this world. Akor ah, trouble, turbid. Hak naya, yup, parking. Akuzat, estate or property. That is it for my vocabulary, and now I'm going to close in prayer because we have time, a little time left. Good, I petition you, open the eyes and the hearts of the brothers and sisters, enable them to do the wondrous things they want concerning the miracle, the ministries as they've always wanted to do, those good and righteous things. Allow them to do those wholesome things, and enable them and give them the sustenance, deliverance, and salvation that they need. Let them be able to serve you as you want them to serve you, and to serve you with great hospitality and respect. I pray this in the name of your Son, Yeshua. Amen.